Wusstest du, dass wenn man IKEA Deko und neu googelt, als allererstes ein Link zu einem echten Drecksack kommt? Seltsam. Dabei haben wir doch lauter tolle neue Kissen, Kerzen, Bilder, Vasen und vieles mehr. Entdecke jetzt unsere Deko-Neuheiten in deinem IKEA-Einrichtungshaus und auf IKEA.de.
What's up, Fool Podcast? What's up, Fool? What's up, Fool Podcast? Coming at you right now on the What's Up, Fool Podcast on the All Things Comedy Network. We got Rodrigo Torres right here.
How you doing, pound for pound?
Weighing in at 310 pounds, people.
Nah, dude, I am 289.
No, we were at 316 last time.
Dude, that shit had you at 309. Come on, that is not your real weight.
No, I have a 290, and no. I have 290.
No, dude, no. You were at 300, dog.
Oh, wow.
And I was 15 pounds more than you, dog. How could that be? That's wrong. Even Johnny was saying that he was like, well, he's 150-something and had one at 170.
Well, those ears were 10 pounds each.
Nah.
Let's just bring in our scale next week.
Yeah, let's do it.
I already know that scale. It's 290.
I know that scale.
Yeah. Yeah, man, but I wear smaller. I wear lighter than Jupiter.
I'm lighter now. Just I cut back on the bread, dude. This is getting out of control.
Yeah, I remember when you found out you were over 300 pounds. It was when we were at the Griffith Observatory years ago with his son
and my
son.
Yeah.
It was like 8 or 9 years ago, and before you went vegan, and we were in that floor where you can stand at the different planets and you can see how much you weigh on that planet. And I was like, wait a minute, that's 3 times the Earth, and that says 900.
Said,
15 pounds or whatever. And I was just thinking to myself.
You're a mathematician over here.
Because they have this thing called, what's it called, Gigi that we, or Gigi over there at, what we, to that Rite Aid?
Google.
Yeah, and that's, dude, that shit was off.
It was measuring
way
like
off.
Body mass
no,
index?
No, like you sit down on a bench. It was that machine that takes your blood pressure.
Yeah.
Oh, and it guessed your weight.
You sit down and you lift your legs.
Yeah.
And you have a place to place your legs in the back of the seat.
On a bar.
On a bar. Stand still.
But it was off for about 10, 15 pounds.
I don't know, man, because I don't think I weigh 280, man. I'm fucking fat. But anyway, so.
What's up?
Lisa lost 10 pounds.
I lost 15 pounds.
I'm still there. She took her pants off. I'll her change.
You lost a little bit of weight before we went to Hawaii, huh?
No.
No? It was after? Oh, okay.
I was. Well, before I went to Hawaii, yeah. Because as of January, I was 170 pounds.
Good job,
man.
Which is bigger than when I was pregnant. And then now I'm 155. So,
man, a lot of drama going down, bro.
What happened, fool?
You want to hear some drama, man? Go to go to our old friend, Isaac Flaco Martinez.
What happened, bro?
What's going on over there?
Oh, my God, bro.
See, he quit that thing with that guy, right?
What guy?
Brian McDaniel, that
show?
Yeah,
what happened?
I thought he just canceled.
He quit it. He ended it yesterday. That's what I was reading.
He called me on Friday night, and I called him back. He still hasn't called me back.
Because Flaco said that on one of his page, if it wasn't for me, Chingo Bling would be doing stand-up comedy.
No, he said that was the one regret he had in comedy was introducing Chingo Bling to comedy.
Okay.
But weird.
Chingo Bling doing comedy for a long time. Just that it would not stand up.
Because this is the stuff that I know about him and Chingo Bling and the other dudes. Well, two other guys that are on the road with Chingo Bling now.
Is this public knowledge?
That's why I'm not saying the names.
Oh, okay.
Supposedly, those are the culprits that kicked him out of the Chingo Bling kingdom.
Oh.
Did Flaco bring those two losers in?
Yes, I think so, yeah.
I don't know, Chingo Bling probably wanted some comedians that were sober.
So what's the drama that's unfolding on his page?
But it started, I know that Flaco, he had done a bunch of videos with Chingo Bling before they did stand-up comedy.
Right, right, right.
But they were all like, when Chingo Bling was doing that Canelo character.
Yeah, yeah.
And the other character.
They're all character-based.
But then, I don't know, they were with another group. Another production company.
It was like Travieso or something
that,
right?
And Chingo Bling special, who produced that? Me Too?
I don't know. Me Too did Yes, they produced it. They might have only distributed it, but I don't know. They may have produced it.
But that was their first special, yeah, huh? Yeah. Are they going to do more?
Yeah, I think they did produce it. They do want to do more.
But a lot
that's what they said in the meeting last
week. Some specials come out, man. You didn't even hear about it. I saw a special on HBO, on HBO Latino. And let me tell you, man. It was shot at the Potrero Theater in the Valley.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I like those shows, man, but I don't like when if you're gonna have a show like that, make sure you get licensed for good music.
They give you that.
Yeah, la 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 la. You get her in the background a lot.
Yeah, it's almost like elevator music.
And then the crowd was too pretty, like they was paid to be there.
Yeah, they have to dress up and they get their $50.
That's sad.
Those
man.
Are the worst audiences.
That's sad because those people are hungry.
Yeah, they're not ready for stand up.
They give them one drink for 8 hours?
They're not there to laugh, first of all, man. They're the Byron Allen crowd. Like, you really got to work it hard, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, when you did your special, your first special, the second special too, that's just one of your live shows. But when you did your first special, they had audience wranglers and like building audiences, but we told your fans to go sign up for, you know, as audience members so they could see it for free. And so it was full of fans, but there were a lot of people at those other tapings earlier in the night who had no idea who those people were.
Yeah, people showed up early for that show.
For Bobcat.
They went to Bobcat. They went to go see the other guy. And you could tell, I could tell like some people in the audience were like paid at my first special because like there was this black dude with a mohawk. And it goes, I don't think he's a Felipe Esparza fan. He's just too happy.
It's a guy from Fishbone.
That's the worst, you know, like when you got to pay like applause, you know. Those people
course,
are like,
dog.
Oh, man. Let me tell you, man, when I did the taping for Last Comic Standing, big mistake.
Why?
I invited my mom, and she was there early, bro. I mean, she was there for at least 10 hours, starving.
No, it wasn't that long, but it was a long time. We couldn't go to the bathroom during the taping. And like,
damn.
Yeah.
Like,
she caught a T-shirt, though. She was all happy. They did, like, T-shirt
playera.
Yeah.
So when they do a taping like that, like any taping on Tonight Show, any other taping, if you got to take a shit, you can't get up, huh?
No, not until they break, and you have to ask permission and all that. I did two
tapings.
The Catherine
just said, fuck it, I quit.
Yeah. Remember when we picked him up in Burbank? But you know what? The Latino Laugh Festival, the show was like that, the audience.
Yeah.
They were paying them. They were paid actors.
They were?
Yeah, man.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they got paid $50.
The first one or all of them?
I believe all of them because they were on
when the devil was doing his, bro, it was dead.
Oh, dude. Some people got some sleepy-ass crowds.
Why you think the people stopped coming? Because they didn't have the... I know that Que Loco, when we did it, when it was Gabriel and George Lopez.
That's all Ice House.
Massive, bro.
Yeah, dude.
Massive.
See, those were the shows, dog.
But then when you did it, were they crowded?
No, dude. It was in the back. That's where they had all the cameras. They're still.
And they were doing a lot of smoke and mirrors. Huh?
Yeah.
Moving the audience.
Totally. That was like local comedy.
Why couldn't they? I mean, it's stand-up comedy. It was hot back then. Why couldn't they bring people in? Nobody was promoting or what?
I have no idea, dude, what was going on back then.
Nothing for nothing, bro. They could have got, back then, there was a lot of comedians, bro, that could have brought in an audience.
Oh, hell yeah.
Like DJ Cooch, he could have brought in, he could have packed that stuff up.
Oh,
but
totally.
They probably offered DJ Cooch a spot on the show either, huh?
That probably took place as well.
Was this in LA?
Yeah, in Pasadena. It was towards the end of the season when Willie started hosting it now and the devil. And it was that it was called Comedy Jam now.
Yeah, because it was Latino Comedy Jam, and then they did Latino Laugh Festival, the show, the one that Pablo hosted, and then he bailed out on him or whatever. And then Willie hosted it after that.
That was with Jeff Valdez.
Yeah, that was right there in like what? Those little, in not Highland Park, like between Glendale, those little.
It was Drew Street, bro.
There you go. Yeah, it was right there.
Everybody had a good time over there, but taping the show, they go buying drugs on Drew Street. I don't understand when they're like, when comedians, you know, like, don't have their shit together, you know what I mean? Like, they don't have an ID, they don't have a driver's license, they can't travel, they can't catch a check, they can't do nothing, they want to get paid in cash.
No bank account.
Or they want to get paid that, like, at a taping, most tapings, like, if it's low budget, they get the cash right there.
Right.
They give you a check right there. But if it's a real event, they're going to mail you a check, and SAG is going to take away the money. But some people, man, don't understand that shit, man. They want their money right there.
That's the whole thing of not being, you know, not able to, not having to, not, you never got the little ropes with balancing your checkbook and all that stuff.
I remember this comedian, man. I don't want to say his name, man, but he ain't around right now. But he's not a big comic. But I remember they gave an application to fill out, and I filled out mine.
$10.99,
and I turned it in, you know. And I knew that I owed money to AFTRA, American Federation of TV and Radio, the union. And I knew because when you do a show for AFTRA, the first one,
no fees.
You give you all the money. That $900 is yours. The second one, they're going to take it. But some comedians, they don't give it up. They try to say like, whatever, right? So this comedian was owed. He owed because he had done another TV credit. And they told him right there and then that they were going to take his check. This fool started having a fit.
Got hostile.
I can't believe I kept doing this show. Like, a motherfucker get paid? Making a scene?
What about the exposure?
Dude? I had to tell that fool. I put the fool to the side and explain to him what I told you guys. Listen, man. It's the way it works, bro. I mean, nobody's trying to stronghold you here. Nobody is strong-arming you. Nobody's punking you. They think about no ghetto shit.
Fees.
It's the way it works, bro. This is the way the world works. The last one you did, he goes, they kept your money. You got all the money, right? Well, this one, you're not.
And what happened when you brought him back down to reality?
Oh, he got another fight over there again.
He knuckled.
He was showing me that he's all right, but he was really being an asshole somewhere else. I don't think his shit ever taped, and he still ain't famous. And he does another show, I'm pretty sure he's going to owe money again.
God damn.
Yeah, like the third one, even before you get booked for the third one, you have to sign the Taft-Hartley waiver. Well, actually, sorry, the second one, you have to sign the Taft-Hartley waiver, which says you're going to sign up for the union the next time. And then you can't get booked on that another SAG-AFTRA thing after that second time. They won't hire you if you're not active, SAG-AFTRA.
I remember when BET, man, when my first BET, I think I got paid $150 or $60. No, I got $150. It was for a TV taping. Then they moved up to $300. And then they moved up to Atlanta. Because BET was doing all their shows in LA at the casino, the Normandy right. Casino, and getting away with not paying that much money. But finally, when people started speaking up, that's when they moved to Atlanta.
So, again, they don't have to pay any.
Hell no. They moved to Atlanta, but a lot of the good comics were not doing the show. So they raised the fee to $900.
Which but it's is still non-union, though, is what
you're saying. Non-union. Yeah. But it's still what you would have normally got paid with the union. But now, no residuals, though.
Yeah.
You get the $900, and that's it.
Yeah. And before that, BT would give you residuals?
Hell no. They never give nobody residuals. $150, $150. To sell to your show to be aired over and over and over.
Yeah, you're getting the exposure. Yeah, like Angela Johnson, like she got paid $25 for comedy time for that nail bit.
But it blew up.
It blew up.
But the beginnings. Like BET was where Estrella TV is right now, mm-hmm. where they have a lot of cash to pay people.
But that's it.
That's it. I don't even know Spanish TV has ever paid anybody residuals.
Yeah, I don't think they've – most of them haven't been union. They just joined SAG-AFTRA like last year, I think. Like last June, I think.
What's up, fool?
Timmy T?
Who's Timmy T?
Who knows?
Probably Tommy T.
Talk about pubes.
Bro, go floss those pubes off your hair, off your teeth. What's up, fool? We got shout-outs, bro?
Hell yeah, we do. All right.
Tiny.
Shout-outs. This one's from Miss Minnie 1018 in a great podcast. I enjoy listening to Felipe's stories and all the cool, interesting guests you have on. Please shout-out to Marlene listening in Costa Mesa, Jonathan listening at work at A&A Concrete, and Juan Pablo working at SpaceX. Keep doing what you doing, Felipe. This one is a shout out to Snow Dog. Rodrigo still has the best laugh in the business. Nice to hear Lisa on the mic more also. Keep up the good work, Raza. J.O. Funk. Great podcast that reminds me of sitting, kicking back with my cousins on a Sunday afternoon. Keep it up, Raza. And East Sol. I really enjoy this one. One out of one listeners found this review helpful. That wasn't part of the shout out, but nevertheless, I apologize. Now we have 19 Heidel 85. Hilarious show. I really enjoyed listening to your podcast. Been listening since episode one. Cheapo episode. J. Marvia. Great show. Thanks for the laughs. I am a mailman. Your laughter gets me through my route. Thanks, vatos. Duke 182, best podcast out there. Being Chicano, it's so relatable. But anybody growing up in the 70s and 80s can relate. What's up, fool? First review I ever wrote. Ricardo from Texas. Vanity R, listened to the entire enchilada casserole and couldn't get enough of Lisa and you. So I started on this podcast and haven't stopped listening. Rodrigo's laugh is hilarious. Y'all keep me company during all the driving I do for my job and on weekends when I drive out of town. Damn. Keep up the funny stories and interviews. Much love from you, Vanity M. Mr. Organic AMF, thanks for all the free laughs, fool. I hope to see you live soon. Keep killing it, vato. And the last one, but not least, Greasy Monkey 310. Love you guys. I've been hooked on this podcast. That's What's Up, Fool, is my daily ritual, even if it's a repeat episode. Shout out to the South Bay, Carson.
What's up, fool? He's talking about Timmy T, bro. That's Timmy Torres, that singer, bro. He's from Fresno. He sings that song.
Timmy T? I know there's a guy named Tommy Torres.
Just give me one more time.
No, I'll listen to it, though.
It's called, I met him one time. He came to my show and in Fresno. He's like, he has two hits.
Like,
he was born of like part of the 90s, you know, the 90s movement of music, you know, like.
What, Rocky Padilla,
yeah, those type of kind dudes? Of like 87 to 91. He had that one song, one.
I can't play it.
It's been, oh, put the lyrics. I know the song.
Oh.
Dude, you had it right there.
There you go, Master Stranger 1. Freestyle singer.
A freestyle singer who sang time after time. One more try. Pee my papa go right here. What's up, my brother? Heard you say that last week. Pee my papa go, bro. That's my homeboy, Ronnie Enos, Robert Enos, Rodney, Alfred. They're all Native Americans, bro. From or they used to live.
The song that was playing when you I met
that
you.
Song?
Now I do.
Since I met you. Well, here, Rodrigo, sing it, Rodrigo. Tommy T.
I don't know the lyrics, or I will.
But you know the song, right?
Yeah, dude, I've heard it sounds.
You were in high
kid,
school, right?
Dog.
In college?
No, fool. I was in 7th grade, dog.
Do you look like him?
50 pounds ago? 75 maybe?
They're at Echo Park.
One more try. Is that one that does that?
Look at that coat shirt.
That's you, dog.
Stupid.
Is that one in your way? One more try.
Oh, my God.
I didn't mean how much I love you.
Who has like a...
One more try. I didn't mean to around you.
All right.
Spending all the lonely nights without you in the 559.
That fool still perform?
Yeah. Carnivals.
Odam. That's, I don't know how that's the pronunciation.
Anyway, shout out to the Pima Papago. Didn't you tell me that Pima Papago has a different name?
This is their, it's their.
The Odam language. It's the Uto Aztecan language of the southern Arizona and northern Sonora, Mexico.
Tohono O'odham.
Tohono O'odham, formerly called the Papago. Yeah, man.
I knew they had reclaimed their...
What's up, fool? Okay, man.
What up?
Upcoming shows. Sold out. Thunder Valley Casino in Sacramento area. I'll be there with Rodrigo Torres, Johnny, and Marcella. Cinco de Mayo. Salt Lake City at Wise Guys. Their brand new Jordan Landing location, May 10th through the 12th. That's next week. I'm coming there with Rodrigo Torres, Toby Hicks, Johnny Rocky.
Nebraska.
Ignacio, Colorado. That's right. I'm going to Nacho, Colorado at Sky Ute Casino, May 19th. Irvine Improv in Irvine, California, May 24th through the 27th. Rodrigo will be in Mexico. Bring me that toe medicine, bro.
I'll hook you up. You'll be at the first show, though.
It'll be the Thursday show. Oh, yeah, I'm going to give a shout-out, bro. He's been hitting me up a lot. Stoner Rob, what's up, dog?
What's up, big dog? How you living out there?
I was inviting him tonight, but he lives in Orange County, huh?
I don't know where that fool lives. I thought he was from, like, San Bernardino or something.
I know. He hit me up, and I was going to invite him right here because we wanted a guest.
Uh-huh.
So, like, usually, like, if somebody hits me up in the morning and I think they're cool, I'm going to invite them to be a guest.
I'm sure you would have shot
out. At the last minute. But then I thought about it, man. I want to be an asshole, you know, like, invite this guy at the last minute. He has to leave somewhere, you know.
It's a big plug, bro.
A lot of people would have showed up. I know I would have.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Like, the top podcast would have called me. Hey, Felipe, I know, man, I heard to put this on you, man, but if you could drive 3 hours. I am there, dog.
I'll be in the carpool lane, dog. Mashing.
Let me just call somebody with a. Let me just call a comedian with no skills in a good car. Speaking of skills, shout out to Skills.
Out there Skills in Vegas.
Hudson. He moved up.
He's in Vegas right now.
I think it's funny when Felipe sings the Beatles song in German. Okay, here we go. Oh, du bist schon, komm gib mir deine Hand. Ich mir mit dir gehen, komm gib mir deine Hand. All right, you got it.
Well, you might as well just start learning German, dog.
I want to learn how to speak French, bro.
That's what I want to learn.
Comment à la bouche, très bien, moi. Because, bro, if you have a French accent and you smell like shit, it's still cool.
Hey.
What? Boom.
It's funny you just say that because I was watching the first episode of the second season of Frontier, and that French fool pops up, dude. When that lady, because they killed her husband, the fake husband, now she gets another one. She wants to start slinging those pelts. Oh, dude, that shit sounds bad, dog.
Dude.
What's up?
Did you see the part where in Frontier where somebody found out that that guy from Toronto, Montreal is gay?
I just seen where they showed the head and he almost fainted.
All right.
Right before that.
Going,
yeah. So what's up with that, dude? So, you know, fuck it.
Anyway, man, that dude from Montreal, he's a self-made man, bro. Like, he started off poor. He earned his way to the top.
That's why later he's a killer,
third episode of season two, he goes, let me tell you, man, nobody gave me nothing. I didn't get no help from my mom. I didn't get help. I earned everything I got. Then the lady throws in the little sexual thing at him, bro. Bro, women are treated like shit back then, huh?
Well, that French fool didn't want to deal with her. I'll do business with you when your husband comes.
That bro, back then, man, it seemed like a woman of power had to marry a weak motherfucker to put him in as the face of the company so she could run the company.
Women were property at that time, dog.
Property?
Yeah.
You think they were property like a slave or property of your mind, stay home?
Yeah, all that shit. You know what I mean? You couldn't do shit without them.
It's funny how like
because they often relied on the Bible too.
There you go.
They were all, that was their
hard
was
Bible.
The beginning how about of that
what, anybody?
Idea.
We're talking about Frontier. It's a show. It's a show on Netflix. And Lord Benton, by the way, remember when that new British fool showed up? What the first thing he said? Are they following the Christian values here?
Oh yeah.
He said, "Motherfucker, you don't know this country. It's a new world."
Well, that's the beginning of the loss of control by the British, dude.
Hey, man, people like they knew London, they knew England, but the fucking new world, it's like territory they didn't know. Like nobody, unless you were a hardcore fool, like fucking that the main guy. Or one of those trappers, you didn't go to the woods.
Oh, hell no, dog.
Nobody. It's like, it's undisputed territory. Nobody will go there, huh?
And they're afraid of what?
Indians.
There you go. I was going to say savages. Yeah, man, take an arrow to the chest, dog. Come on.
Arrow to the mouth, bro.
Oh, that one? Dude, how about the way the guy that put Lord Benton in jail or took his power away? How about the way he died? Because remember Jason Momoa was down there and they fucking, you know, they were helping him escape. Dude fucking put that sword right through his mouth, dog.
Jason Momoa's in it?
Yeah, dude. He's badass.
He played a half native, half Irish guy, of course.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. You did tell me that. Maybe I should watch it.
It's a badass show.
I don't know, man.
It's a lot of old British shit.
Yeah, it's cool. Redcoats.
Man, it gets crazy, dog. I'm sorry to take you guys off the subject, but look at this guy said, I want to see the entire cast with everyone taking in Fox, French, Inspectors, Calouse,
faux
accents.
Faux French Inspector. Fake. Faux. Faux.
For real.
What's up, Mario Cruz? That lady is very pretty. Yes, she is. Oh,
thank you. You're talking about me?
Felipe should be on Something's Burning with Bert Kreischer. Oh, that's right. He had the cooking show now. Blue White. Felipe is very pretty. Thank you, Blue White.
He is very pretty.
Nonsense. Too much hair for Phoenix, Arizona. Big AZ, Ted Wilson. Orale, what's up, boo? AJ, woo! What's up, boo?
Oh, we watched the
Andre the Giant documentary.
How is it? Is it really fucking? Man. Is it powerful? How everybody says? Yeah. I still haven't watched it.
You just want to be his friend.
You just want to be his friend, bro.
You
know what? Andre the Giant opens up your eyes on stuff that we never thought about. You know, like mm-hmm. being that fat and being that big.
Being that big.
Like that fool said that Little McChillers, my size, you know.
They don't make anything.
They don't make nothing for big people. Like, they never thought about people being bigger than 6 foot six. So that fool said that he would be on a plane by himself.
He took up two seats.
Took up two seats with an extension, bro. And he couldn't fit in a bathroom. So they had to put a curtain. And that fool would pee or shit, and they would dump it in
a
restroom.
And they would dump it in
We're talking 14-hour flights here.
Mm-hmm. God damn.
And then,
and they said his farts were like.
Oh, he loved farting, bro.
Were like, like you, my dog. Like,
we're gonna call you fucking Andrew the Giant Jr. here, right?
Fart man, eh?
We're gonna call you Obey. Yeah, but and then I was thinking to myself before we go, I'm going two ahead past the documentary.
Right.
What's up with the guy that made all those Obey? Give him a little cut, or somebody, bro.
Shepherd Fairey.
A little cut. So using his image, other probably Vince McMahon never went after his
That's
ass.
That's what got him famous.
Well, Vince McMahon, I don't think owns his image. He owns the name probably now, but I don't know about his image, face, his face. That would be his estate. Like if he had an estate or somebody that he left everything
didn't,
to.
That's why.
Because he left a whole big ranch to his daughter.
Yeah.
Okay, because he jacked that and like kind of the Misfits logo, and he put his head in there,
Yeah.
But what's up? What else is going on? Because I heard a lot of shit. Like,
he's a beautiful man, dude.
Yeah, that's what I heard, dude. That it's a side that you never seen or thought you would have seen.
They said that fool was he was
French, right?
Yeah, at 15 he was 6'6" already.
Damn.
And he didn't he started growing real big, and he just kept his whole life he kept getting bigger and bigger, and his organs stood the same.
No, his organs grew as
His organs grew as well. To, yeah. And they were telling him, like, at 40 to slow it down, go get the surgery. But this is the fucked up part. When that fool had a bad back and he couldn't move no more, and he was talking to Vince McMahon, and Vince McMahon is telling him about this surgery he could get. But also, we're having this WrestleMania with 93,000 people.
Maybe this could be an opportunity for everybody.
This could be an opportunity for everybody. How can you turn? That's when Hulk Hogan and him fought for the first time.
Yeah.
And I didn't know it then, but now I kind of feel bad. Like, I remember the whole fight, and Andre the Giant never walked into the ring to that fight. I remember now. And he stood in one position through the whole ring. Mm-hmm. If you watch the fight, they'll show you his back was killing him.
His ankle, too.
His ankle. Yeah. And he couldn't. And then Vince McMahon wrote down the whole script of what he wanted the match to be. Slap him in the head, do this.
No, Hulk Hogan did. He designed the whole thing, but he left it open at the end.
No, I thought Vince McMahon wrote that.
Oh, he did? Yeah. I thought it was Hulk. He said he wrote everything beginning to end.
So he wrote the script, right?
And right, brother.
Hulk Hogan, Andre the Giant stood to the script. Then he goes at this. He looked at him. He was all dizzy. Body slammed me. So then Hulk Hogan, what? Yes. So he picked him up. Then when he's laying on the floor, Andre the Giant's directing the whole fight. Leg drop. He drops the leg, he wins, and then Andre the Giant gets back on a crane and leaves with
Bobby
the Brain Heenan in a crane, bro.
Yeah, like a dolly thing.
Smoking mirrors, bro.
Yeah.
That's a lot
He's
of things.
He's holding on to the ropes, too. Yeah.
The baddest athlete.
He's holding on to the ropes, bro. Like that motherfucker, bro, bad ankle, bad back, was there like a fucking soldier.
That's what
bro.
I'm gonna get to. Like
making Hulk Hogan look good. Where's his price?
You don't get it, dog. He ain't part of that legacy, that money legacy. But a lot of the baddest athletes always perform hurt, dude.
But yeah, you know, I was thinking after he was talking about all the big nothing big for big guys. You know, now you can get stuff custom
big
made.
And tall
but it was
store.
Harder back then. But like things like I was thinking about him holding just a fork,
a spoon, bro.
Fork and a spoon and knife. Like they don't.
Tiny.
You have to use serving spoons and forks, you know, to be normal size because his hands were just gigantic. They must be really like eating with a toothpick, you know. I was feeling bad.
They're
about
farts,
that.
Though, bro.
Farts. Deadly, I bet. Dude.
Every wrestler can take. Oh man, those farts.
Fucking up that.
He'll laugh after.
I've never been into wrestling, dude.
His personal assistant,
so
bro. He goes, yeah. He goes, personal assistant goes, you knew it was coming. He'll lift that left leg up.
Oh,
yeah, God.
You have to lift it up because stuff can get stuck there, like, you know, and then, you know, saturating your.
And he said that there was a part of the locker room was only for wrestlers and referees. No assistants, nobody else.
No crew,
because they didn't want no one to see the heel. Fighting with a
being friends.
So Tito Santana was playing cards.
Tito Santana
was playing like cards with Andre the Giant and a junkyard dog and another bad guy. Then the guy walks in, and then I think Tito Santana looks at Andre the Giant. You know that guy? And then Andre the Giant turns around and goes, "Get the fuck out of here!"
Yeah, it was like a merch guy. Yeah.
Yeah. Get the fuck... Memo trying to get in, bro. Oh, fool. And
what up, fool?
Shout out to Francisco de Jesus. Ric Flair was in it too, bro. Talking about his penis. Woo!
What's up with that guy? He was a ladies' man.
Said, I just want to say he had a 22-inch foot.
Or
24-inch foot, and then he had a 8-inch wrist and this, all this stuff. He said, what do you think?
And then that fool looked at this. You want to see the size of it? This was his pinky ring.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, you're going to be a bigger dude.
I'm going to tell you, man. Hands don't mean penis size at all, bro.
Fuck no.
Because I have little ass hands.
Nice big hands.
Some hands are fat, though. No, they're not long.
No, they don't need to be. They're good.
Like some people, I know a lot of fat fools with fat hands, bro, and they have little peeners, bro.
Dude, my dad told me that when he went into the, he was going to get drafted for
Shout out to Jay Simpson, bro. You got a friend in me.
The only time you seen fools naked, and there was a bunch of white fools, like big 6 foot tall dudes with little dicks. And he's all, I couldn't believe it. I thought they were going to be bigger. And then his cousin was with him because they're both going to get like drafted. He's all, dude, shut the fuck up and stop looking at him. He's like, what the fuck? He's like, I don't know.
Officer down.
Have you guys watched Roseanne?
No, not yet.
At all?
Uh-uh. I love that show, but I don't watch the new one.
I think I saw the first one in the first episode.
You told me about the first episode.
Yeah, it was good.
I watched the last two. I think, dude, it was like they didn't skip a beat, dude. And, you know, obviously tackling the issues of today, but in a nice, cool, authentic way. The house still kind of looks a little dusty. The mom's back in the mix. She's over there fucking around with dudes, dude.
Wait, Shelley Winters?
Yeah.
I thought she died.
And Sandra Bernhardt's in it, right?
She's in the last, dude. She was awesome, dude.
Yeah.
And, the sister too, Jackie, everybody, dude. Darlene.
I like the show kept it real.
Keeping it real, real. And a lot of people are trashing her because of the whole political stuff. But you know what, dude? She's a badass comedian, dog. And, dude, like that show, dude, I haven't watched stuff on TV for a while. But, dude, that shit was awesome, the last two episodes.
And his son had a black daughter.
Yeah,
and
dude.
You guys remember the original was that. He didn't want to kiss that black girl.
Well, yeah, he ended up
being with her.
Yeah.
I don't know where she's at.
Is it the same girl
from
the episode?
I don't know if, yeah.
Well, I mean, but the same character. Yeah.
But it's cool because Roseanne's like a cool-ass grandma the way she was like, dude, it's really awesome. Dude.
That's
I like
cool,
it.
Though.
Give me that line when you call that guy Gaylord.
No. It was the Martin Mull was getting
Martin
married.
Still alive?
Yeah. Martin Mull was getting married to his... longtime boyfriend on the show. This is when Roseanne worked in the diner for Martin Mull, the diner that was in the middle of the mall. And then Martin said maybe he was getting cold feet before the wedding. And he said, maybe I'm not gay. I don't know. Like, maybe this isn't right for me. And she said, you couldn't be gayer if your name was Gay Gayerson.
It's cool.
I always love that line. Like, she's the best.
It's like going back to your parents' house after you moved out.
Yeah, like the thing is, that's what I appreciate about it. I haven't watched these new episodes, but that's what I appreciated about Roseanne all the time was that she was so real. She was the first person
Keeping
I saw
really
on TV
real.
Who was poor.
They allude to
that. That's true. Besides Married with Children.
Yeah.
Well, they had a full house.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that was a little bit after Roseanne started. But they were poor, and they Married with Children was more like a cartoon as well, you know.
Yeah, because most of the sitcoms I would watch when I was a kid, when Roseanne came out, all the white people were rich.
Yeah,
or they were affluent, like Three's Company.
Different strokes.
Silver spoons.
There was never
a money struggle in these shows.
No. Always disposable.
Except
income.
Good Time, but they were black.
Yeah,
they were poor.
Yeah,
but there was never a poor family besides Roseanne.
When I saw Roseanne, that's when I saw these are people.
Or
I know.
At least
that's
show
like the average.
Or at least show the struggle.
Yeah. Yeah. You even talk to her when she has that knee pain or whatever. She's taking pills, and they're all like, "Why aren't you gonna get off those pills?" All like, when one of you guys marries the orthopedic surgeon. It's hilarious. She's awesome, dude. It was like, dude, I kind of got misty eyed.
Yeah, you know, Whitney Cummings is one of the showrunners. It's two showrunners, her and then the guy Bruce Halford.
Even like a Morgan Murphy.
Norm Macdonald, the writer from
right
here.
Yeah, Norm MacDonald, Morgan Murphy on the last couple episodes.
Wow, I didn't know that. And then that also cool. Wanda Sykes.
Yeah,
as well.
Dude.
She had a lot to do with it, too. She was in a lot of the pitch meetings in the beginning, too.
So supposedly, Darlene brought all that stuff together?
Mm-hmm. Well, because Roseanne said she didn't want to be involved anymore. Because
she didn't want to argue with producers and the network. She did the last time.
Yeah.
She said, you know what? You're going to argue for the show. I'm out.
Yeah, because Darlene
she just wants to perform.
Yeah, because Sarah Gilbert. She had the idea to bring it back because of all the other reboots happening. And then Roseanne said, okay, if we do it, I don't want to be the one, the fall guy. I don't want to be the one in charge. I don't want to be the one taking the heat for everything. I'll just be on it, you know. So she's not in the writer's room from what I understand. She's not, you know, really speaking for the show necessarily. She's just the face of the
show. I wonder if Roseanne's show is going to tackle school shooting because Carmichael couldn't.
Maybe.
Right.
But, dude, Christopher Lloyd does a guest spot, dude, at the last episode. It's so funny, dog. You got to check
what
it out.
What did he play?
He plays one of the dudes that Roseanne's mom's getting with. Dude. I'm not going to kill it for you.
Your mom.
That scene in there, dude, is killer, dog. One of the funniest things I've seen, dude, in a long time. It was hilarious, dude.
And it's on ABC, right?
So yeah. And we're watching it through the little Cody or whatever, but I mean, a week later, but dude, awesome. Hilarious.
Yeah, man. What's up, fool? We did our Enchilada Casserole podcast yesterday.
Hell yeah.
For 48 minutes.
I don't know if I want to post it.
Why?
You mentioned it. Fuck it. Put it out.
I felt like I didn't have enough to say. I have to listen to it again. I told one story and then it was over. And then I just laid there like, I was so tired because I had a lot of accounting and stuff to do this weekend.
I know, man. You were like, as a little kid, you ever lie to somebody and just kept that fucking lie going?
You have to. You don't want to get discovered.
What did
like,
you
what's
lie
the
about?
Longest lie you ever
kept? The longest
I was watching that show, man, now. You know what show's funny? The Goldbergs, bro.
I've been watching. I was going to tell you about shitting my pants. Like, I used to, like, shit my pants a lot, and they would be like, it smells like shit in here. I was like, I know, man. Like, dude, I'd have, like, a little shit cake, and I never told anybody that was me shitting my pants in my family. They're like, what the fuck? Like, just short of everybody going around and smelling me, it's you, motherfucker. I've never got discovered. That's a big-ass lie. That went on for, like, probably about 3 years.
Yeah, you held that shit that long?
Yeah, dude.
How would you shit on yourself? You farted?
No. Well, dude, I would go.
Your wife good?
No, dude, we'd go on a little road trip, and I didn't go to the restroom, and then that shit will happen. I was like, fuck, I got to take a shit. So I'll try to hold it, and then just the little bit that came out. And then just, yeah, dude, just like just keep it together. But then people just go, what the fuck? I remember one time we went with this dude, my dad's friend. He's like, God damn, it stinks like shit in here. I'm like, no. I was like, dude.
They didn't know it was you?
Fuck no. Oh, they knew it was one of the kids, but I wasn't going to give myself up.
You pointing at somebody?
No, I didn't do it. I just wanted it to go away. Just crack the window a little bit. Yeah, dude.
And funny, like, I'll be like in elementary school afraid to fight people. Like some Mexican fools, some black fools, like for some reason I'll be like not afraid, but don't have the confidence to fight them. But one time I farted in class, and then the black fool said, homie, you farted? And I told him, fuck you farted, motherfucker, all loud. And I was still quiet, bro, and I punked them without even knowing. But I did fart.
Like bad psychology right there.
But it was funny, man. I had more confidence to protect my rep
as a non-farter
than I was protecting myself from being a pussy. Like I was really farting. Oh, you farted, right? Oh, fuck you, you farted, motherfucker. And then like, man, this fool shitted himself, you know, all loud.
Just killed him right there, huh?
Yeah, man. But then I found out that fool does shit himself.
At what age do boys start to feel comfortable farting around other guys? Because you guys do it a lot as adults.
I don't fart around people.
No, you don't. Well, I'm just saying like guys.
Fart on you if you're sitting down.
I mean like guys like say working together or roommates together. They're more comfortable farting in front of each other. Women don't really fart in front of each other.
Mexican bites us 2 minutes.
I was like second and third grade.
Yeah.
But I couldn't do it in front of my parents. My dad didn't like it.
But like you were like, comfortable around your friends.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's weird.
This is what I'm going to draw Rodrigo Cagado.
Draw that shit cake. I want to see that.
Yeah, man.
I remember like standing next to dudes and I'm behind them And like, I was like, damn, the motherfucker smells like shit. And I'm pretty sure they put probably shit in himself.
All right. I told you that one story that one time about I walked in that Macy's restroom in Eagle Rock and that Armenian dude was washing his underwear.
Was that with you?
No, I was by myself. But I told you the story.
He was washing his shoes?
His shitty underwear. Oh, don't worry. Go to the bathroom. I'm just over here to wash. I was like,
Whoa, wait. This guy
was washing his underwear.
And was washing it?
No. He put his pants back on, but he was washing his shitty underwear.
Throw that shit away, bro. Fuck that.
But as a little kid,
you go buy a pack and you open it in the bathroom.
Totally reminded me right now when I was talking. Is like I would go and wash my underwears. I would wash my underwears just so my mom, when she would wash my clothes, wouldn't know that I was shitting my underwears.
Wow.
Crazy, huh?
That's crazy, man.
I don't know why I did that. It's weird, man. That was a lie, man. 3-year lie. 3.5-year lie.
Joey Diaz and Theo Vaughn are some of Joey Diaz's best guests.
But Joe Diaz.
Joey Diaz is Joey.
Joe Diaz is Joe Diaz.
Oh, no. I'm talking about the you. Joey inside the Joey Diaz.
Shout out to Be Rich.
You ever
shit
in class and they have to send your ass home?
No.
What happened to a little dude you know?
Yeah, dude, it was fucking embarrassing, dude. They sent the food to the nurse, dog. But, dude, this shit was coming out of his own pants, dude.
It was second grade?
Nah, dude, this is like the fifth grade, dog. I think something was wrong with this fool.
But was his name Chicago?
Nah, dude. I think his name was Ryan, dude. But what happened was...
White dude?
Yeah, a little.
Damn.
They sent us out to recess, and everybody gave him a high five the next day. That fool was sad for like a week, dog. But, hey, man.
A high five for what?
For fucking, we got recess, dog. Fucking extra 30 minutes.
He took one for the team, man.
You guys should have celebrated that kid.
Yeah, dude.
That is.
I don't know what happened to that fool, man.
Oh, poor kid.
I remember a teacher would get in trouble, bro. And like if a kid peed and they didn't go to the bathroom. Because
Isaac peed. And he was 5 in kindergarten. And that woman didn't let him go to the bathroom.
Lisa would have beat her ass.
I yelled at her after. I yelled at her after school when I went to pick up Isaac from the after school program. He had on different pants. And I said, "Where'd you get these pants?" He said, "I peed my pants." And I said, "You peed your pants? What happened?" And he told me the story. I was standing there. I asked Miss Fernandez if I'd go to the bathroom. And she said, "No." And I said, "She said no?" He said, "Yeah." And then I went in my pants in front of everybody. So I went off on this lady. She was still there. And then I looked down and there are all these little kids around me and around us. And I'm just like yelling at her and calling her a piece of shit. And, you know.
But you went off?
Yeah.
And how come you don't let him go? What was her answer?
Yeah. I said, why didn't you let him go? Well, if I let him go, everybody else is going to need to go. She said, I think I'm a pretty good judge of when people need to go. I said, obviously not.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and she just thought he was making it up. And I said, you know, you this is ridiculous. You didn't let him go to the bathroom. He peed in front of everybody. He has on different pants. I don't even know where his pants are. And I was so mad. And I said, I really can't believe you're my son's first school teacher. Like, this is really sad. I feel sad for all the other kids you've taught in the past. I think
she was
that like kind of anti-white teacher.
He was.
She was anti-white.
She was the only white kid in the class.
He was the only white kid in the
class. And then one time... She made him do a book report out of a field trip. She didn't let him go I wanted to fuck her up.
She didn't let him go to the field trip. I don't know. She didn't let him go because he was always antsy, you know, and he wouldn't sit down.
Like Grover.
Yeah, like kids.
Yeah.
He wouldn't she has 2 kids. You'd think she'd know, you know, and she's taught kids all these years, but she wouldn't let him he kept getting up and standing up, and she didn't want him to stand up. So she didn't let him go to the field trip to Echo Park, right?
She didn't go to the field trip to Echo Park.
But everybody had to write a report on what they saw and everything, so he had to write one too.
Motherfucker had to improvise.
He had to make up.
From memory?
He had to make up a story about going to Echo Park.
Watching it from the balcony?
It was – I couldn't believe it. Dude. The woman was horrible. But she had tenure. I couldn't do anything.
I wrote the
principal a letter, but nothing.
That's the enormous issue with the school system.
That fucking bitch, Ms. Fernandez, one time during the World Cup, she showed up to school early.
She was drinking, bro,
watching the game classroom. She was drinking.
Well, I would have called the cops.
Then on the first day.
She was yelling out the window, Viva Mexico! This is a kindergarten.
They're waiting for you.
3,000 bitches.
No, they have to like say they're like 3,000 times Mexican.
Yeah, and one of those people that lived their whole lives as an immigrant, but now she's going to tell us she's an immigrant.
We looked at you. We know.
And then the first day of school, she was telling the class.
The parents.
It's so stupid. What did she say?
She said, we all were standing there, and it was the first day of school, and she goes, I want you to know I'm missing my daughter's wedding to be here. Like, starting off the conversation like that. I want you to know how important each school year is. And then I'm starting to think, why
would
a daughter?
Who gets married on a Monday?
It was like a Tuesday or Wednesday.
They don't want you to go there, bitch.
She said, I'll be at the big pachanga later this weekend.
Pachanga?
But,
what, the casino?
But they were marrying. They were getting married. Now, if I were choosing my wedding date.
Saturday, right?
Wouldn't you? Or even if it's during the week, wouldn't you invite your mom or make it on a day when she isn't starting school?
Yeah, at night.
And you know she's a school teacher.
Deliberately,
you know?
Didn't want their mom
she
there.
She didn't want her mom there. That lady. And when Isaac's dad was volunteering in class, Isaac told his dad, actually, that they were talking about New Year's resolutions. And she announced to the kids, these are kindergartners, that she was her resolution. She explained what a resolution is. And she said that her resolution was to not drink margaritas so much.
Yeah. She's all drunk telling us. Really?
Yeah. And we couldn't believe she said that.
That's my mother's name.
That woman was awful. Elysian Heights Elementary. There you go.
She's kindergarten?
Kindergarten.
What a dumbass.
Unprofessional, dude.
Yeah. She was ridiculous.
You ever went to substitute at a school and you met someone like that that's been there for a long time to tell you what to do or to tell you how to teach?
Dude, one time.
I'm here for one day, bitch.
Yeah, it's funny, dude. Like, you get these assignments, dude. Oh, no, it's hilarious. But see, if you take it like that, you know, you're doing yourself some trouble. But I remember this one teacher would come in there. You got to go do this. You got to do that. I'm all cool. I took it for a day. And then the next day, I just went to the principal. He's like, what? I'm the principal. You do what I say. And you already know what I said to do. It's on here on your on your daily assignments, don't listen to that lady. She's crazy. We can't get her out because of tenure. He told me.
Wow.
Straight out.
Oh, yeah.
An old stinker there.
So
I'm all for getting rid of tenure.
A woman of tenure like that, not a woman, but a man too, a teacher, can be a fucker, won't get fired.
You have to kill somebody or molest somebody. That's the only
thing. That's pretty much
it. You can be a prick to kids.
Yeah.
A lot of teachers have problems with that. You know, they're just old dinosaurs, dude. Mm-hmm.
They have an old way of teaching, huh?
That way, dude, it's ineffective. It's
I don't
old
know
school.
Why anybody would ever be promised a job for life
Never.
Once they reach a certain point.
Dude, there's teachers that fall asleep in class.
We had Mr. Hendricks, who wore a leisure suit in the late 80s. No, he looked like Jimi Hendrix, and his name was Hendrix. Like he had Don King hair almost, but this guy would come in a leisure suit. This was social studies. We only did worksheets. He'd pass out worksheets. Then he'd sit at his desk with his hands down his pants like this, like Al Bundy. Like he would sit there and just fall asleep the rest of the class, and then we'd just turn in our papers and leave. That was every day. It was like that. That was his nap time. Mm. I couldn't believe it.
That was the era of the 70s and 80s right there, getting away with that shit.
Yeah. Crazy.
It's horrible, man.
Do you have teachers, man, that were that boring?
Oh, yeah, like, dude.
The teacher that never even spoke to you.
Oh, dude, there's teachers that are on the board, do the work, got 45 minutes.
Mr. Munoz, bro, my English teacher, he would just like just today we're writing nouns and adjectives. He'll put all the nouns and adjectives on one side with the definition, and we got to copy all that, and then we got to put it in a sentence and turn it in. That's it.
That's it?
He never, dude, ever. And I was changing my sentences to see if this motherfucker was reading them, and he wasn't reading them, bro. Because I would write shit like the word was decisive. Mr. Munoz was very undecisive on whether to put up the same English word he put up last year and this week. But it's the same bullshit we did last week. And I never read it, bro. I still got an A.
Dude, that's awesome. What a kickback job. But bad at the very same time. Very bad.
It is not Shelley Winters playing the mom on Roseanne.
Who is it then?
Shelley Winters died in 2006. I knew she died. I don't know. I have to look it up.
Welcome back, Shelley.
Who's playing her mom? Because she was great as that
Who
mom.
Is?
Let me look it up. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, it's all good. I thought it was that old bag.
What's up? Shout out to Omar Gonzalez, Blue White, Lucas Tea Time, Dr. 420. Rants and Faves, suck a cock. Anybody? Alfred Chanaqua. What's up, fool? Did we mention the dates already?
Yeah.
I stop in Miami?
No, you did stop. I believe you didn't
mention everybody,
Miami.
We're back. Irvine Improv, California, May 24th through the 27th. Miami, May 31st at the Magic City Casino. I'm headlining the Ultimate Miami Comedian Competition and closing it out with 1 hour long set. To check out more dates, go to FelipeWorld.com/tour. Because I'm adding new dates all the time.
Can I plug a date in Riverside? It's June 12th at the Box in downtown Riverside, right inside the same building the Fox Theater is. It's going to be Viva Los Jokes at 8 p.m. That's June 12th.
What day is that?
June 12th is Tuesday.
Viva Los Jokes.
My birthday is June 11th, people. If you've been wondering, Monday.
Yeah, you and Vinny, huh?
We're the same birthday, huh? What's Conky's last name?
Solacito. He's half Sicilian and half Mexican. His mom's Mexican, dad's Sicilian.
Part of the last name sounds Mexican.
Yeah, yeah.
Solacito.
Solacito.
But he's Chito. But he claims Mexican in prison.
Oh, of course. He rides on, you know.
It also depends how you look, though, man.
Oh, yeah. He looks like Canelo.
If you're a straight-up Mexican, but you look like Canelo, then you might go to the Aryan.
Yeah, yeah. But he looks like one of those dudes that's always been locked up. Just like, you know, that prison pale or that cell pale.
That's true about those people, man. They have that face like... They've seen the sun out of a window.
Yeah, dude. They don't even get brown. They'll just get red.
Sunburn right here.
Shout out to Stephen Colin. June 12th. That's his birthday.
Oh, hell yeah. Happy birthday, dog.
What's up, Ottawa, Canada? What's up, Ottawa? Hello. Shout out to... what is Red Band's crew?
Death Squad,
Ottawa. A lot of people from Death Squad, bro. They always give me shout outs. Hey, they always tell me, man, you should be on the whatever show, JRE, right? Right? Uh-huh. There's an Ottawa, what's it called again?
Death Squad.
Ottawa Death Squad.
Edmonton?
There's an Edmonton, there's a Montreal, there's a Toronto. There's a San Antonio one, too. San Antonio, Florida.
Those fools hit me up.
They don't have the Death Squad station no more, huh? like a show.
The only thing he has
is Kill Tony, and then Tony. What Brian Redband do is his own.
But Death Squad, was that ever a network? Was it a show?
Yeah, he had a podcast network with a lot of podcasts going on, but I guess it just got too much work and shit.
But Death Squad started JRE, huh?
He was there in the beginning with them, dude. Yeah.
Like he was like Lee Syatt, huh?
Yeah, dude. He was doing all the technical stuff, dude. He helped Joey out in the beginning.
He pretty much, Redman pretty much made himself what he is, huh?
Yeah, dude.
You gotta get in somewhere, bro.
Hell yeah. He even told a story one time he tried to hit up Louis C.K. and she's, oh no, I'm good. I don't need any help. Thank you, buddy.
He tried, bro.
Work it, dog.
I texted Louis C.K. the other day.
How's he doing?
Hey, man, it's just checking in on you, man. Make sure everything's cool. Hope all is good. Then he goes, hey, amigo. No, he said, hey, carnal or amigo. Or no, he said, hermano. How's everything? Then I said, everything's cool, bro. I'm here with Paul Rodriguez. And that was it.
Cool, man. Since everybody abandoned him, huh?
Yeah. Fuck. A little ghost rider here.
Dude, fool. What's up, dog?
Bill Cosby, bro.
What do you think?
House arrest. He had no time served, huh?
No. Dude.
30 years they're going to give him.
Is that what the sentence is?
Yeah,
is that,
10 years per...
It's possible.
It's possible because they haven't even got him in front of the judge yet or whatnot.
Not yet. He's going to appeal too.
Right. And then it's in another process. Mm-hmm. He's going to write it out, dude. But if I was Bill Cosby, I'm just saying...
He would put us to sleep right now.
I would just... Nah, dude. I don't do that shit. Just take your private jet, dog, and go to Paris with Norman Polanski, dude.
He has a...
Norman or Roman?
Roman.
Norman. They have him on house arrest, right?
That's funny, yeah, just to the house. He can't leave the house.
Hey, but like...
Fool, you got like, cash, anything possible.
Anyone in power that gets arrested like that or gets accused, though, it's embarrassing for their ego, huh?
Of course. You don't think...
Lord Benjamin, but when he got slapped.
He right now locked up. He's fuming. He's asking the chick that used to call a whore, the tavern lady, they'll get me out of here, this and that.
She peered her through it.
Oh, yeah, dude. It's like being a dick to everybody, and then you don't get your way, and then fucking, dude, you're exposed. Like, think about it. And, you know... The ruining of a legacy or whatnot, but he ruined it himself. But we'll just see what happens. I mean, is it major? I mean, fuck.
No, because Lisa mentioned that...
Because they didn't get him for rape.
Lisa mentioned that somebody called Bill Cosby, told him something, and that they were speaking. It's like you and I are speaking, and we're talking about one of your brothers or your son, but your son is old enough to understand that we're talking about him.
Right.
Yeah, you're talking about him, not to him. It was, well, when he was being... It wasn't the sentencing, but when he was asking for bail, his lawyer was asking for bail, and the other guy was saying, no, he shouldn't have bail.
The prosecutor, right? Prosecutor. He cussed him out?
And then he turned to him. But basically, they're talking about him, and I don't think Cosby's used to being put in that place where people are talking around him or about him. and he's not allowed to have
bro,
input.
Let's go, bro.
And he's the, yeah, and he was basically like, you know, he said he, you know, doesn't have a fucking private jet or whatever, you asshole. Like, because they were saying he has a private jet, he's a flight risk.
Yeah, flight risk.
And he doesn't have a private jet, you asshole. Like, you know, he used that because he's not used to being talked to.
Third party, bro.
Like
and
that.
One thing they said, too, I mean, obviously there's 50, 60 women saying that he did those things to him, but they got him on circumstantial evidence, right? I mean, obviously it's going to be 30 years later whenever he did what he did to those women. But I don't know. It's everybody comparing him like, all right, all these white guys have done the same thing. But every case is different. Every case is different.
Every jurisdiction.
There's times.
Yeah.
It's frustrating. I mean, it's frustrating to see like that kid Brock get nothing, you know. And yeah. That was a shitty judge who had a connection to his father. I mean, he should have been recused.
Of course.
In the beginning. He should have recused himself. But those things go on all the time. The person in Meek Mill, I mean, can you believe that he's dealing with what he's dealing with? Like that
They're
fucking
just throwing
judge.
It at him, dude.
That fucking judge wanted him to. She wanted to hire him to help somebody else with a song or something like that, right? Or
ridiculous
before
shit.
Before this case took place,
stuff that'll get you disbarred, you know, get thrown out of your.
So that's what he got out.
Then he got no.
No
she
no,
gave him
no,
a crazy sentence, a crazy long sentence for weed possession, right?
Yeah.
And but it was ridiculous, and he's trying to argue. Look, she has a personal issue with me. I didn't help her with this track she wanted to produce.
The judge,
it's a fucking judge, yeah.
Did that come out?
Yeah, everybody's talking about it, but he's fine.
What's going to happen? Yeah, what's going to happen about that, dude? And that's just like misconduct to the fullest, dude. But that's every case is different, dude. And, dude, there's commissioners which act like judges. They don't even have law degrees in this country. Texas, the South, like
in
a
the
lot.
Commonwealth, too, dude. It's different. Like in Pennsylvania, different places.
Shit that can ruin your life, dude. Mm-hmm.
I just know, man, if I ever go to court and the judge is wearing one of those white wigs, I'm done.
No, that's not going to happen.
Magistrate.
But that's all English shit, old English shit. But out here, at least you have a chance in California, I would say. Some counties, I guess, are a little different than others. But yeah, man, justice would be across the board, but.
Oh, sorry. I'm thinking of Shelley Winters was her grandmother.
This is the mom.
Because
I was tripping. I was like, oh, dude, did
no,
she die?
Shelley Winters was her grandmother. I'm an
like
idiot.
Bringing back Tony Soprano's mom and shit. Oh, like
bad.
Old school style.
I forgot who her mom
Do you guys
was.
Think that do you think Cosby is a strong enough man where this shit is not going to kill him like something that happened like to Paterno and shit?
I think he's going to extend it until he dies.
OJ thought he was strong enough too.
Yeah.
What?
I think Cosby's just going to keep extending the appeal as much as possible.
Yeah,
until
he runs out of money, huh?
Until he dies. He's not going to run out of money. Sure.
No, he's not going to run out of money.
You think his wife will divorce him sooner or later?
No.
It's too good, right?
Why
she has to represent.
She has to represent till the end, I think.
And that's what's crazy, though. If they do get an appeal and he does like it like – because that's only going to be based now on mistakes through the
court. Yeah.
So if they could do something like that, that's going to be like, dude,
he may
up?
Not get an appeal trial. Like they may reject his appeal request. But
man.
Who knows?
And then a lot of people don't understand in this country, there's a lot of DAs, there's a lot of judges that people donate to their campaigns.
Mm-hmm.
And later something happens with those people, they kind of, you know, they don't charge them. They don't file charges against them because they have some kind of a relationship, dude. I gave you a chunk of money for you to be in that post. Mm-hmm. And people don't think it doesn't happen. It does, dude. It still works, but I mean, because when you get busted
for the long run.
Yeah, when you get busted by the cops, they file a police report. It's up to the DA to charge you with a crime. If the DA doesn't charge you, they just like, you know, they throw that away.
They didn't charge him in the Pennsylvania case.
And that's
the Philadelphia case. Yeah.
And now it's funny because Yale, didn't they take away a doctorate? And it's like it took a conviction for you guys to take an honorable doctorate away?
Those honorary degrees are ridiculous.
Oh, my God, dude.
And then he started calling himself a doctor.
Yeah.
You think Hannibal Buress is sleeping well at night?
Yeah, dude.
They keep bringing it up, but that joke's been around forever.
It's been around forever.
5 years before that, they were talking about it on Howard Stern, dude.
That people hadn't had it on a phone recording.
You're right,
you know, they hadn't, and a lot of those people probably didn't know the news story because it had been swept under the rug.
His joke was that pretty much he's saying that, hey man, you black people, put your pants up, man. Stop talking all hippity hoppity. I'm Bill Cosby. I had a sitcom. I'm relevant. Yeah, but you rape women, Bill.
Right, that's the new joke. Yeah. So, but the thing is, they were talking about Cosby being that the police, the culture police or whatever.
Even Eddie Murphy brought up Eddie Murphy. Remember? Yeah. Like, you can't be saying the N-word.
Phil's wrong, Phil.
He said, you tell Bill Cosby to have a Coke and a smile and shut the fuck up, right? Like,
and I was excited because I felt like one of the Cosby kids. Yeah. Brilliant bit, man. But he's been that way forever, man.
Yeah.
Love you too, Blue White, but Shaquille O'Neal has an actual doctorate in criminology. He's not really a doctor of medicine.
He has an actual doctorate in criminology?
Yeah, he's trying to be a cop. Like,
he got a doctorate?
Yeah, in criminology, I think. And to be an officer, like he's going to go undercover.
I don't think he sat through all that stuff.
Hell no, bro. Somebody sat for him.
No way, dude.
He didn't, like, defend his dissertation. He went to LSU. That's like what I'm saying.
But, I mean, God, I don't think he went past a BA.
This fool trying to write La Primera Lives, but he wrote La Premier Lives.
What's his name? Mondo texted me yesterday with a picture of tacos from Cinco Puntos. He's like, I'm like, dude, those are bomb. He's like, hey, man, maybe Felipe can have these with, like, nopales and, like, guacamole. You don't like nopales, huh?
I do.
Oh, okay, yeah.
With egg.
Who said that? Mondo?
Mondo, yeah.
Mondo trying to create your menu for you.
But, dude, those tacos are bomb. Oh, man. I've had them in a long time, man.
Tres puntos tacos. Cuatro puntos?
Cinco puntos.
Cinco puntos tacos. Let me tell you. The first, I think when they released at once.
Oh, my God, dude.
And I ate the fucking burrito in 3 bites, and it burned the shit out of me, but it was still good. I don't know what. I think I had the one with a lot of beans and that red sauce.
Oh, my God.
Carnitas? I don't know. It was red meat.
It was, adobada?
Adobada.
Yeah. Basically, kind of like al pastor.
Yeah, man. But I like those tacos. That burrito was so good because, I don't know, man. It just felt, you know, like some burritos, they put a lot of rice and it feels hard.
Yeah, it's no meat.
But this one had no hardly any rice. It was just beans and meat, a little bit of cheese.
It drizzled.
And I could have drank it, bro.
Oh, dude. What? It's fucking
that burrito at Cinco Puntos. But me and Lisa went to another place that had this similar burrito like them, and they were real good. Yaki's on Silver Lake.
In Silver Lake?
Yeah.
Yucas.
That's in
they put too many onions in
Los it. Feliz, no?
Yeah, these are like it.
There's two locations.
Across the street from, I've only been to that one across the street from Ralph's. Yeah. But what I like about Cinco Puntos,
is
that they grab the chicharrones and they cut them up. That way they don't get all hard, but they're fresh. So they're all nice and soft.
Yeah, la yuca was good, bro.
Yeah. And that's, they have cochinita pibil there.
But they don't have yuca.
Yeah, the yuca.
I wasn't fried.
You're right about that. They do have the chicharrón burrito, the soft kind.
Oh, dude, delicious, dude.
It's funny, man. Like I would think back then. I thought it was. Now I think it's gross, but I remember back then I even thought it was gross till I bit it.
Of course, dude.
And because I never liked the you know, like mushy meat.
Yeah.
But that one, I felt like you were right. It was regular chicharrón that they smashed, and then. Some people don't smash it first. Some people cook the chicharrón with the thing and it comes out soft.
Yeah, and it's not supposed to be that way.
Chavago's brother did it like that for me, man. It was the Chavago's brother was a chef and he made me a torta, bro, with chicharrón. Uh-huh. But he didn't do it like you did it. He cooked it with
big
the
big old long pieces.
Yeah, and it was all soft, bro.
Nah, dude.
But when they cut it up and then put the sauce, forget about it.
If you have a good chicharrón man and a good carnitas man or lady, dude, you can't beat it.
Yeah, so Shaq did earn it. Completed 54 credits, mostly through online courses and video conferencing over the past 4 years. But he got a 3.8 grade point average, and, you know, he did it. It's not an honorary degree.
It's an online degree.
It's a real one. I don't know what that doctoral project was that he had.
That's what I'm saying.
I'd like to see that.
Damn, I just ate. You guys are making me hungry.
Again.
We've been breaking food's diets, huh?
Hey, dude.
What was the last thing you ate that was good? You go to Mexico, huh? You want to fuck up some tacos?
Yeah. The last thing I ate was good, which is a steak that I made on, when was that, Friday? But the good, last time I ate was that French restaurant right there. So
we'll see you like Frankie from Blood and Blood Out, eh? No llores, cholo.
What's up with these fools, dog? Killing me over here, Master Stranger 1.
That's funny. Who he paid to take those classes?
That's what I'm saying. A lot of those.
Shaq dressed as Sherlock Holmes. That'll be hilarious. You wearing the hat?
Dude, he's giant.
Wasn't he on a force when he was with Miami?
Yeah, he was like a consultant or something, or he was kind of deputized or something like that. He was a volunteer. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
I think gonna see him hiding behind a car. Come on, dude. You're all big as hell.
I'm in the bushes.
Put that gun down.
Like, yeah.
Is that Shaq? What's up, dog? All wearing his jersey and shit.
I know it was stupid, too, man, when Steven Seagal was a cop.
Oh, my. That's why I had long hair, dog. Oh. Remember your song? Go up there and just do Steven Seagal impressions, dog.
R.I.P. the Steven Seagal show.
That was horrible, dog.
Remember, Steven Seagal show sucked so bad that there'll be time where, like, one time there was these black kids walking, and that fool has spider senses.
He had, like, Spidey vision.
Yeah. He wouldn't pull them over, and that kid had a fucking 12-gauge shotgun in his fucking pants.
Yeah, and then some kid had gotten hit, I guess, by a car or something.
And then right away, he spoke Cajun.
Like, he goes, "Where the baby got hit?" He actually said that, "Where the baby got hit."
Like, he talked to that black lady, "Where the baby got hit? Baby got hit? Baby all right? Baby all right? Like baby all right?"
The only reason I watched that show was because he was on Machete doing that Puñeta character.
That was a good character.
Yes, dude. And then he did that show. I was like, what the fuck, dog?
He fucked up, dude.
But I watched like 10 episodes of that shit.
He said, can't even get out. Oh, man.
What up?
I'm surprised they haven't called up Steven Seagal for a sexual harassment, bro.
Well, supposedly there's a bunch of cases, but nothing's sticking.
But I read, I went through this thing, 8 horrible things you didn't know about Steven Seagal. Look them up, man. One of them was that girl that's married to Marky Mark's brother. Jenny McCarthy, bro, had a story. She said that she was sitting with Steven Seagal. I don't know if it was his dressing room, but he was telling her, Steven Seagal was telling Jenny McCarthy about how you all into this Asian wisdom and Asian this.
Kimonos and
this
shit.
This motherfucker wearing a kimono. And then Jenny goes, la, la, blah, 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 blah. Could we read now? Like, stop, cut him off. Read?
Let's get to work.
Could we run lines? And then he goes, he asked her, can you take off her clothes, bro? Because the girl in this scene, you know, blah, 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 blah. I want to see how pretty you are. Then she just left.
I can see that.
Who do you think get away with shit like that, huh?
Well, the thing is, Felipe, fools used to get away with that shit.
But see, it ain't that, bro.
What is it?
It's that there's chicks that want it.
For every 10
For every girl that says no, there's 10 that will say yes. And they're fucking enough for everybody.
I'm not trying to justify sexual assault or anything, but it does happen, dude. I've heard chicks, dog. Dude, even like when a fool gets off stage and kills, and this is going back 10 years. Dude, I want to be with that guy right there. Oh, damn. Oh, yeah. You know, like, that it happens.
I've heard it.
Come on,
man. Edward Sawan told me one time that he was working in a movie, and he said a girl blew it up. For a better role? I suck a dick? What the fuck's wrong with that?
Yeah, I've heard that before.
But it's women like that that think people like Harvey, all these guys, Harvey Weinstein, Steven Seagal, they think, well, it's okay to do it. They're all whores. So they go on.
Yeah.
And all these producers get you with all these bitches are fucking whores or lines.
Yeah, some lady that's actually not really in it for the – doesn't have skills. Yeah. Maybe just going to get in there blowing her way to the top. And it's funny, though, you bring up homeboy Weinstein because that supposedly happened with his case in New York, why he wasn't charged criminally, because supposedly he donated money to that dude that was the head of that Manhattan office right now that, mm-hmm. you know, didn't charge him. Isn't that crazy? Yeah. So that, and that was, you know, donating back when.
This fool here killing me over here.
What, Dick?
What's his name? Lucas T-Type. Steven and Seagulls is a great band.
Steven Seagal.
Steven and the Seagulls?
Remember, bro, when he has a police show, at the end of the show, his band will go play, bro. They play that shitty-ass blues music, bro.
That's like, dude.
What is it? New Orleans blues? I don't know about New Orleans blues and New Orleans jazz.
The white man's blues.
It ain't down for. I ain't down for no fucking love that music and papa that type of jazz.
Yeah, that's
what's
shit.
It called?
You're talking about
calypso.
No, there's Zydeco and Zydeco, but that stuff is
Cajun, right?
It's there's Zydeco and
that type of New Orleans jazz.
Dixieland jazz.
Dixieland jazz. No, I ain't down for no. I ain't down
a lot
for
of whistling and flutes and shit.
Steven I ain't down for New Orleans blues, bro. I ain't down for no Kansas City blues. It gotta be Chicago, and it gotta be Chicago jazz.
The Steven Seagulls is a Finnish country band from Finland, playing bluegrass versions of well-known hard rock and metal songs.
You see Steven Seagal with the
shout out to Francisco de Jesus. Don't be late to work, fool. The fool said jazz fusion.
Ugh. Fusion? It's horrible, dog.
Fusion. We gotta go.
The worst, bro, is that jazz station, bro. Cool jazz or smooth jazz.
I know what you're talking about.
24/7. Oh, that
the
one.
The way.
You know what's hilarious? Who was a big fan of that station?
Jerry.
No, man. He used to play it in his 40s. I wanted to listen to the wave, man. I was like, dude, I need this fool's fucking leg.
The wave.
You know what killed me when that fool would show up?
The waves at the dentist office.
I don't know if it was Soto or whatever band it was. That fool busted the bongos too and tried to play with him. Oh, yeah, man. They let me play with him last time. No, bro. They want you to leave.
Dude, that guy thought he could do everything, man. It's just like, come on.
Everything
dude.
Will brush his teeth, bro.
Mondo says things on. I don't think it's in the teeth. Eh? He's rotting in the throat and all that. Because that comes up out of there.
He's rotten in the throat.
Alfred Chanukwa said jazz music me la pela.
Alfredo, there is some great jazz music out there. You should listen to Dr. Lonnie Smith.
Herbie Hancock?
Herbie Hancock back in the day, yeah. Chick Corea back in the day. Badass Miles song. Davis, of course. All the eras of Miles Davis. Miles Davis on the Corner is a really good album. A lot of good jazz out there. But no, The Wave plays smooth jazz. Plays Kenny G style jazz.
Also, that woman, Anne.
Who?
That woman, what's her name? Her husband is a jazz player, too.
No, Diana Krall?
Anne.
Oh, Anne.
Anna.
Anna. I don't know who that is.
You know who that is. You just can't remember. Her husband plays jazz, too. He plays saxophone. He plays, and she plays piano and harp. I don't know. Or
you're thinking of Alice Coltrane.
Yeah, Alice Coltrane.
Alice Coltrane.
Oh, full forget
about it. I was all wrong.
Yeah, Alice Coltrane's awesome. Camp Alice Coltrane's great.
Yeah, man, you want to check out some good jazz? Go check out Alice Coltrane. Yeah. What's up, fool from H-Town, San Vieira? Master Strangio from Big Vario GB.
Master Strangio's from
Jose Guadalupe Esparza. What's up? Give me some Toby, bro.
Yo, it's good. Thank you for listening, everybody.
So how was that date, bro, you went on yet?
Oh, man, it was wonderful. I'm going to introduce this girl to my kids and go to Hop Woo.
Woo Woo.
Shut up to Hop Woo. Ah, Lord. Herbie Hancock will be great porn name.
Herbie Hancock.
The fuck, dude?
Or
the horny ass fool is all looking.
Herbie Hancock. That's funny, man. I have a cousin in Guadalupe Esparza somewhere. Toby Rodrigo. Rodrigo is the Mexican Cleveland.
Is Cleveland. Is what did he say?
Pittsburgh.
Is Pittsburgh the black one? Yes, Pittsburgh's the black one.
For a lot of people who are upset, bro, but before we go, man, what happened? Michelle Wolf.
Dude. Oh, yeah. Dude, all right. Go for it, though.
I didn't see the whole thing, but I remember when Seth Meyers hosted it, he fucked up Trump, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he made him angry, bro.
That's the year that Obama fucked him up,
he drilled him, and then so did Obama.
And Obama got...
Trump got roasted so hard at that White House, whatever it was.
Correspondent dinner.
That I could understand him not coming back because he got roasted hard.
Oh, sure. And I think it's what solidified his decision.
Anger to Obama.
Yeah.
Obama straight up said, wow. Yeah. Well, your show keeps me up. You know, you're going to give the job to Gary Busey.
Yeah, he told me, and I'm something you'll never be, and that's president. Yeah. And that's when
he's like, fuck this guy.
I'm going to do it. Yeah. What is that about that girl? Because, you know, usually sometimes, you know, they'll get a kind of like a right-leaning comedian to do the Republican one, left, you know. One thing, I didn't just see the clip she did. I did the one where she was trashing the left, dude. She was trashing.
She does both sides.
And she trashed Congress.
Yeah. She trashed the media.
And to me, that's what's up. And
she told all those people.
The best one she did when she said, you guys right here should be thanking Trump. You should be honoring him. He made all you guys here. He helped you guys sell books.
Yeah.
He helped your magazines.
Newspapers are popular again.
He helped you guys get ratings. He's selling papers. If anything, you guys should owe him money because he doesn't have any. And then she went into the thing.
That was hilarious.
Good one.
Segue, dude, to get in there.
But everybody says, oh, she was. Fuck Dennis Miller, bro.
Dude, that out of touch ass
Dennis
fool.
Miller. And everybody watching this show, if you like this podcast, let's Star Trek. Fuck Dennis Miller. You ain't funny. You ain't funny. Read what his wife said about his bio.
Well, her bio. Well, when they got a divorce, she went on Twitter and just started like
Dennis Miller's wife's words.
She said, was married to a man with a small penis who thought he could be funny without writers. She was like kind of roasting him when they first got divorced.
That's only a wife.
She doesn't do it anymore.
Somebody that's with you 24/7 knows how to hurt your ass.
Oh yeah, you know that.
Lisa would probably be a man with no teeth and bad feet and bad breath and bad toes. A man with a very small penis who thought he could be funny without writers. Dennis Miller.
Dude, it's hilarious, dude.
That fool had never made me laugh, bro. He only made me laugh one time. And that was on fucking Joe Dirt.
He was playing himself.
I always thought he was a dick,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, he seems like a dick. It's been confirmed.
I never thought he was funny, people. Dude. I'll be honest with you.
Norm MacDonald is probably the funnier here.
Oh, dude, Norm MacDonald is a shit, dog.
Norm MacDonald's a shit. And can we say, we did talk about how great Mike Tyson show is.
Well, let's tell him again.
Mike Tyson Mysteries is the best show on TV right now.
Yeah,
it's a little animated show there, huh?
Yeah, he played a little pigeon, eh?
He's a little pigeon, but he's not even the best part of it. Mike Tyson is just fucking awesome. I don't care. He's funniest. Cool.
It's like he's having fun with that shit, huh?
He is owning the comedy that is Mike Tyson himself. And that's what's up right there. But awesome.
The best one is when his agent shows up unannounced, bro. Man, what the fuck are you doing here, man, calling unannounced, motherfucker?
But then he like takes it to the nth degree. You dropping me as a client? Fuck you. Fuck you, asshole. Who the fuck are you? I would have made you an agent.
Yeah, I only seen two episodes of this fool.
And then they go into a room and they ring the bells to welcome, like, bing, and he fucking sucks the shit out of that ghost. He goes, I'm sorry, man. I hear a bell, man. I go straight for the knockout.
That's hilarious, dude. The little relationship back and forth with his daughter. That's cool, dude.
What's up, fool? Thank you, everyone, for listening to the podcast. How long have we been on?
For years, you mean? Or
no,
time?
Right now, time.
About an hour. What's it? 15.
Damn, that shit flew.
Yeah.
Time flew, but we're doing another 30 minutes.
Hey, buddy.
What's up, Fool Podcast? Thank you, everybody, for showing up and listening and watching us live. That's right, Blue White. Norm is 100. David Burciago. Omar Gonzalez. The White Portuguese. Nonsense. Master Stranger 1. The White Portuguese. Jay Simpson. Thank you very much, bro. Adam Edgett. Oh, shout out to Jimmy O. Yang. Killing it on...
Rich Ass Asians?
Silicon Valley, man.
Oh, you guys
his character just took a little turn there.
Yeah, that's man. Cool. That fool went to go... He went over to China, bro, and copied their fucking internet.
And all the new... He wanted to make Chinese versions of all these apps.
He did a Chinese version of Facebook and all that shit over there, bro.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Like I'm going to start watching that show.
One more shout out to Brendan Meehan. He's listening in Ireland. Says the podcast gets him through the 13-hour night shifts.
There you go, brother.
Go follow him on Instagram at brendan.meehan.35, and maybe you can have a friend in Ireland. And Awkward Dude, a.k.a. Hey_John_boy on Twitter. He wanted a shout out.
What's up, fool? Thank you, Lisa, Rodrigo. We'll see you guys next week. We're going to have a good-ass guest. One love for your show. Until next time, man, we love you guys. We started off with 32 list viewers. We got 69. We'll keep it at that. Thank you very much, man. Enjoy yourself. God bless you.
Peace.
Assalamu alaikum.
Mahalo.
Mahalo.
Wenn du keine Werbung hören willst, hör weg. Wenn du alle Regler aufdrehen willst, dreh sie auf. Wenn du tanzen willst, tanze. Start Moving, der Seat Ibiza. Schon ab 199 Euro monatlich. Mit Seat Drive Easy. Ein Preis, alles drin. Inklusive Monatsrate, Vollkasko, 4 Jahre Inspektion und Verschleiß sowie 4 Jahre Garantie.